If you have your Bibles, if you'd like to turn to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, I'm not really going to read this, but I'm going to tell you the story of this. Because as I've read this in last week, we don't do the Old Testament readings here at our noon Eucharist, but I was in Birmingham at our church up there, and they do, and these were the parts of Samuel was what the readings were last week. And God really spoke to me very clearly during these readings. And so I actually used this story as a message that I preached on Sunday up there. So I'm going to try to do this quickly because there's two points. This story begins with Saul as he's supposed to go fight against this, I can't even say their names, but he's going to go fight against this whole nation kind of thing. And so Samuel goes to him, gives him instructions to follow what the Lord said, which is basically kill him. Kill them all. Kill every goat, every cow, every living thing. Kill it all. And so when Samuel went to war, God was with him, and he won this battle. Very decisively won this battle. But he didn't kill all of the animals. What he did was he kept the best of the best animals. He kept the best of the oxen, the donkeys, the sheep, the goats. He kept the very best. That was afflicted in any way or that was not perfect, he did kill. But he kept the very best. But God had told him to kill them all. And so then God speaks to Samuel and tells him, I'm done with Saul. I'm going to take the kingdom from you and go tell him. So Samuel goes and confronts Saul and says to him, basically, what have you done? What did you do? You didn't do what God told you to do. And Saul says, oh, yeah, I killed all them people. And we killed all those animals and stuff. And we kept the very... But Saul, you know, I think was like us in that he knew that he had kind of not done it all that he was supposed to do. So he justified what he did. And he told Samuel, we kept the very best to offer a sacrifice to your God. I find it very interesting that when he talks to Samuel about God, he talks about your God with Samuel. And so Samuel goes, that's not what God told you to do. Well, then Saul even takes the next step, which is kind of like reading the third chapter of Genesis. He just, other than saying she, he said they. And then he blames it on the people, on the soldiers, on those who had won this battle. And he said, well, they kept the best, which was how they did battle back then. Well, like when you won, you took everything. You took the spoils of war. And so Samuel, you know, tells him, you know, like, no, that's not going to work. And in the 22nd verse, Samuel said, has the Lord as much delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin, a deviation, a witchcraft. And insubordination is as iniquity and adultery. But, you know, Saul's not through with his trying to justify all this, because in the 24th he says, I feared the people and listened to their voice. So now I'm sure you're wondering, okay, where am I going with all this? Where I'm going with this is, how about us? How about you? How many times have we, as I include myself, more so than anybody else, but how many times have we justified what we wanted rather than simple obedience? You know, I mean, that's what Saul's thing, you know, it sounded really good. Well, we kept it to do the burnt offerings with. How many times have we done that? I mean, how many times have I done that? I do it quite often. I mean, and just the little things like going down the road and seeing someone that needs a little bit of help. But it's like 11:45, and I've got to be here at 12 to offer up worship to God. I mean, even in the act of my worship, it says to love my neighbors, let's say. So am I walking in the disobedience of Saul, in the justifying of what I want to do, because I don't want to get out and help change the tire. I don't want to get involved with someone that I may have to take them somewhere because I have spiritual things to do. I'm called as a priest. So I have these spiritual things that I'm supposed to do. I know for a fact that there's been times that I walked in disobedience and that I walked in that kind of rebellion. Because God calls us to love unconditionally, to love scandalously, to love till it hurts, and then keep on loving, and to never give up, to never back down, to never step back, but to press forward in love. Because we know who God is. We understand who God is. When I talked last week, I talked about sovereignty and sufficiency of God. When we really begin to settle those issues in our heart about the sovereignty of God and the sufficiency of God, then it becomes easier to walk in obedience because we know. See, I'm sure that the people knew, had been told, and Saul definitely knew, his commanders definitely knew, what the order was. Animals were wealth. And so they fell into that trap of deciding in their own mind what was right and what was wrong. And see, that's the thing that we have to learn as Christians, is that what seems right in our eyes is not always right in His eyes. Because His ways are not our ways. And our ways are definitely not His ways. That is why it is so important for us to be intimate with Him and to have a relationship with Him that we can hear the hard word. That we can hear that word that says, stop and do what I've called you to do, which is to love. Even though it's going to embarrass you in the long run. Even though you're going to show up for your appointment dirty and filthy and sweaty and stinky. And be embarrassed. Be obedient to the call of love. Well, how about money? Have you ever felt in your heart that you were supposed to give someone money? And then you look and you go, well, I don't have much money. And so you don't do it. But then you walk away and later you're going, you know, I should have given that last $5, last $10 or whatever I had. I know I should have done that. If you'd have really believed in the sovereignty and the sufficiency of God, it would have been very easy to give that. Because you'd know that you can never outgive God. Amen? But we get caught up into the stuff between our ears. We make rational decisions based off of the knowledge that we've acquired through reading, life, and all those things, rather than what the knowledge of God is. So that's why it's so important that we hear the word of the Lord in our own heart at all times about every single thing. That it's not, that we don't put hearing the word of the Lord off into something that we do at noon or that we do on a Sunday morning. But that every moment of our life, every part of our life is dictated by what God speaks in our heart. And we can confirm every word of the Lord that is spoken in our heart. It is confirmed in the Scripture. See, that's the hard part. Is that when I hear these hard words for myself, I have what I call a Rolodex in my head. Y'all got, young people, y'all got computers in your heads. But I hear this word of the Lord in my heart, and then it starts flipping Oh, yeah, that verse.
Oh, yeah, that verse. Yeah, that verse. Yeah, that verse.
Confirming in my heart the thing that I'm trying to figure out how to get around, because it's not convenient for me today or in that very moment. So that's the word today. Just hear the word of the Lord in your heart, not just your ears, but in your heart. Let him confirm it to you through many other ways, through a word of knowledge from here, through the scripture. And then, once you've heard it, be obedient. Because see, Saul heard the word. He was clear on the word. He heard the word. It was spoken by Samuel. He knew this, what the God had told him to do. And he chose to do otherwise. He chose to offer sacrifice rather than obedience. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.